Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your daily dose of dopamine realignment. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of frustration or sadness. Well, guess what? That's not just life being dramatic, those are your emotional triggers pulling the strings. And today, we're diving deep into understanding and managing these little saboteurs that can mess with your vibe. Think of your emotional triggers like landmines scattered throughout your day. They're usually hidden beneath seemingly harmless situations or words. A critical comment from a coworker, a missed deadline, even seeing a certain type of social media post, bam! Suddenly, you're knee-deep in anger, anxiety, or sadness. But the good news is, we can disarm these landmines. We can learn to recognize them before they explode and manage our reactions so we don't get blown away by them. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become an emotional trigger. Ninja. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is knowing what sets you off. Pay attention to those moments when your emotions run wild. What happened right before? Was it a specific person, situation, or even thought? Keep a journal. Jot down the triggers and notice any patterns. This awareness becomes your secret weapon. 2. Feelings aren't facts. You know that feeling when you get triggered and everything feels like the end of the world? Remember this. Emotions are just signals, not dictators. Your feelings don't define reality. Take a step back, breathe deep, and ask yourself, is this really as bad as it feels? Money. Often, you'll realize your initial reaction was an overblown response to a situation that isn't quite as catastrophic as your mind initially made it out to be. 3. The power of perspective. This one is huge. When you're triggered, your brain tends to go into fight or flight mode. It sees the world through a narrow lens of threat and negativity. But what if we switch that perspective? Instead of focusing on the negative, look for the silver lining. Maybe there's a lesson to be learned from this situation. Maybe it's an opportunity for growth. Shifting your perspective can help you diffuse the emotional explosion before it happens. 4. Don't feed the beast. Ever notice how dwelling on negative thoughts only makes them stronger? It's like feeding a monster. When triggered, resist the urge to get stuck in a spiral of self-criticism or complaining. Try focusing on something positive instead, a recent accomplishment, a funny memory, or even just the feeling of sunshine on your skin. 5. Find your calm zone. We all have different ways to de-stress and find peace. Some people love yoga. Others prefer meditation. Some find solace in nature walks, while others get lost in music. Discover what works for you and build those calming practices into your routine. Having a go-to relaxation technique can be your emotional life raft when the triggers hit. Now, let's imagine this. You're at work, and your boss just gave you an unexpectedly challenging project. Ever felt like that? Suddenly, your heart starts racing. You feel overwhelmed, and those thoughts of, I can't do this, start creeping in. But wait. Instead of letting your emotions take over, you remember our 5 key takeaways. You take a few deep breaths. Remind yourself that this feeling doesn't define the situation and look for the opportunity to learn and grow. You even jot down those thoughts in your journal to analyze them later. Boom! You just turned a potential emotional meltdown into a chance for professional development. Remember, managing emotional triggers is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to challenge your own thought patterns. But the rewards are huge. Less stress, more clarity, and a happier, more fulfilling life. So, what's one thing you can implement from today's episode? Maybe it's starting a trigger journal or practicing those deep breaths when you feel that familiar wave of emotion coming on. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I want to hear your stories and support your journey to emotional mastery. And don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of dopamine realignment, because life is too short to be ruled by our emotions. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.